Let's pray together before we begin our study. I'll call out the Hebrew, and you repeat after me. Baruch atah Adonai, Eloheinu melech ha'olam, asher kidshanu b'mitzvotav v'tzivanu la'asok b'divrei Torah. Blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe, who sanctifies us with your commandments and commands us to engross ourselves in the words of Torah. Amen. I want to talk this evening about the secrets of living for God. One of the greatest comforts in life comes to us when we actually realize that God knows us. Now, at some level, every believer can say, God knows me. But there are moments in our life where we don't act as if it's true. We don't recognize it. And I can tell you, especially during times of testing, difficulty, or duress, when you need comfort, it's so important to recognize that God knows you. He knows us personally. I like what Isaiah 43, verse 1 says. Thus says the Lord, he who created you, O Jacob, he who formed you, O Israel, don't be afraid, because I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. God has called us by our names. He knows your name. You might not remember faces, but he remembers your name too. You may have difficulty remembering all the people you meet, but God does not have difficulty remembering who you are. He knows you by name, and that's why Yeshua was able to say that his sheep hear his voice in John 10, that he calls his sheep by their name and he leads them out. God knows you. He knows who you are, and he actually cares about you. You are not a statistic. You are not just a social security number in God's kingdom. You are a person. He knows you. He knows your name. And he knows. He knows the secrets of our hearts. If you have your Bibles, please turn to Psalm 139. I want to look with you at just a few verses there. Starting in verse 4. Though the whole psalm is wonderful, verse 4 says something incredible. Before a word is on my tongue, you know it completely, O Lord. You see, when you're in the process of thinking, when you're contemplating, God actually is aware of the thoughts of your heart, the meditations, even the things you are about to say. Now, recently I was reading a book called Imagine that has to do with the science of creativity. And it turns out that when people are solving certain kinds of problems and they're tested on a functional MRI that measures their brain activity while they're thinking, right before they have an insight, a certain part of their brain lights up. And the researchers who look at this have realized that they can watch that lighting up, that bright activity in the brain, and they can realize the person's has come to a solution for a problem before the person even knows it. Now, that's amazing when it comes to science, but do you know God can do that even faster than functional MRIs? God knows the things of your heart. When you're processing, when you're contemplating, when you're trying to figure out what would you say, or even to recognize how you think, God is aware of it all. He knows your inner thoughts. And now that makes some people nervous. And I want to tell you, when we say that God knows your inner thoughts, it's not just that he knows your dark inner thoughts. He knows your good inner thoughts too. He knows the dreams that you have and the hopes that you have. He knows the things that you're treasuring in your heart, and he knows your sorrows. He knows your disappointments. Verse 17 captures God's special attitude towards us. It says this, "How precious to me are your thoughts, O God." The way God thinks about you can change the way you think about yourself and the way you think about other people. God looks at you and he has good plans for you. He has desires for you. He has hopes for you. He wants to get you through whatever it is you're going through, and he wants to bring you into closeness with him. Verse 23 and 24 wrap up these thoughts. "Search me, O God, know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there's any offensive way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting." You see, there is a point where you realize you can't hide from God even if you've been trying to. You can't get away from him, and then you realize you don't want to get away from him. You want to get closer to him. And when you realize that, there may be things inside of you or things you've done or positions that you've taken that you're embarrassed about or you're troubled or ashamed about, and God's ready always to receive you back if you'll come with humility. And that's why the psalmist could say, "Search me, Lord, know my heart." Now, that's a prayer everyone can make, even the ones who feel guilty. Even the ones who feel good can pray that. You don't have to wait until you are better to say that to the Lord. "Test me and know my anxious thoughts, and see if there's any offensive way in me, Lord, and lead me in the way everlasting." God knows our hearts. He knows the words that are forming on our tongue. He knows us from the foundations of the world. Now, I want to spend some time in Matthew chapter 6. Because this passage describes some of the secrets of living for God. And the first secret that I want to talk about, we're not going to do it in a strict sequence here. The first secret is that God knows our secret prayers. He calls us to pray in secret. He talks to us about how important it is to hide ourselves away from other people and to pray towards him. Matthew chapter 6, verse 6 says, "When you pray, go into your room." Some English translations say, "Go into your closet and shut the door, and pray to your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. But when you pray, go into your inner room and shut the door and pray to God who is hidden." This is another translation. "And your Father who sees what is hidden will reward you." You see, God is hidden, but he reveals himself. How does he reveal himself? He reveals himself to those who seek him, to those who look for him and try to draw close to him. And even though God is hidden, he does open himself up to everyone who wants to get close to him. God sees what's hidden. He sees you when you hide yourself away. I love what Yeshua says about praying in secret, because it tells us something, that God takes very special notice of us when we pray and no one else is around. Years ago, I led a retreat for small group leaders, and we went out on the Finger Lakes of New York State. It was a beautiful, beautiful weekend, and part of the retreat was each of us went our own way and had an hour by ourselves just to be with the Lord. And I remember I was out somewhere where nobody was, and I felt I should lift my hands up when I prayed. And when I did, I had this other thought, who am I trying to do this for? I realized at that moment, I think the Holy Spirit quickened in me, I was lifting my hands up out of habit, not because of anything else. And it was like the Holy Spirit said, put your hands down. No one needs to see this. Just put your hands down and come to me directly. God takes really special notice of you when you pray and no one else is around. It's good for us to gather together. Don't get me wrong. It's good to pray with two or three others. It's good to pray consistently. But when no one is hearing you and no one is looking at you and you're not having to measure your words, your thoughts, your feelings, and you can express yourself without any reservation, God takes special notice of you. In fact, some of the greatest accomplishments in prayer are accomplished when people pray in secret. There are times when you can only pour your heart out to Him. You can't tell other people. You can't describe to other people what you can describe to Him. God listens and He comes close. And when you're talking to God in secret, I really want to encourage you to talk to Him about your hopes and your dreams and not just your troubles. Isn't it true in difficult times it's easy to get focused on our troubles? Is that true? If someone were to ask you, how many problems do you have, would it be easy to answer? I think it's easy for most of us. We know what our problems are. But many things that feel like problems are actually hopes and dreams in hiding. There's some part of us that's looking beyond where we are right now, looking for a breakthrough, looking for a recovery, looking even beyond that and beyond that. Beyond the healing into the place of strength, beyond the time of transformation and victory into the years and decades that follow that represent God's long-term plans for you. I want to encourage you, tell God about your hopes and your dreams, not only your troubles. Tell Him what you want to become. Tell Him how you want to make a difference, because the future that is planted inside of you will come alive when you're talking to God about that. If you're only talking about your regrets, your sorrows, the things that haven't yet worked out, you're living in the past and you got one foot in the present. But if you can talk to Him about what's ahead and what's beyond and the fire that's still in you that is still burning, it will change the way that your prayers accomplish things. Matthew 25, verse 40, is a provocative passage that tells us something, that God knows our good works that are done in secret, and sometimes the secret is even from us. Sometimes we don't even recognize that we've done something good until the Lord brings it to mind. Matthew 25, verse 40, wraps up a very challenging set of statements that Yeshua makes. He said, you visited me when I was in prison. And you brought me water when I was thirsty, and so forth. And he blesses the people for doing that. And the ones He blesses say, when did we do this? We don't remember even doing this. We weren't even aware that we had done this. And He says, when you did it to one of the least of these brothers of mine, you did it to me. You see, there are times when you can serve in secret and you don't even know you're serving. It's coming out of your heart, and you're serving, and God is telling us something. He keeps track of this. He keeps track of when you have a desire to do good and you do it, even if you don't think about it. Hebrews chapter 6, verse 10 tells us that God is remembering the good works that we've done. It says, God is not unjust. He will not forget how hard you have worked for him and how you have shown your love to him by caring for other believers as you still do. You see, you serve God by serving other people. That's one of the ways that you serve God. And when you serve other people, you may not get a reward from that. You might serve people when they're in trouble, and when they're out of trouble, they don't even think of you. You might help someone who really needs help, and later on, when they don't need help, they don't need you. But I tell you this, God remembers. They may forget, but God remembers. And God will not forget. These are powerful words. He will not forget how hard you've worked for him and how you've shown your love to him by caring for other believers, as you still do. Going back to Matthew chapter 6, let's go to verse 2. I want to get your fingers working. See if we can get your brains working and your hearts working too. God knows our secret generosity. Matthew chapter 6, verse 2 says, so when you give to the needy, don't announce it with trumpets or shofars, as hypocrites might do in synagogue, and for any anti-Semite who might be listening, if this were written towards Christians, it would have said hypocrites in churches, okay? And if any Muslims are listening, hypocrites might do in their mosques and on the streets. So this is not about Jewish hypocrisy. This is about human hypocrisy. But it's not just hypocrisy as we might think, fakes. It's something else. It's people who are motivated. They look like they're motivated by one thing when they're really motivated by another. It says, so when you give to the needy, don't announce it with trumpets. Not in the synagogues, not on the streets, so that they will be honored by other people. I tell you the truth, they have received their reward in full. This is, I think, a really powerful statement Yeshua is making. If receiving honor is your motive or it is your goal, then you will receive it. But that may be all that you receive. You'll receive that kind of reward. Now, it is okay to be honored. It is okay to be noticed. It is okay to be recognized. In fact, those are good things. But when they become your primary motivation, that will be the end of the reward that you get, according to what Yeshua is saying here. Verse 3, when you give to the needy, don't let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your giving may be in secret. Don't try to make a big deal out of your own generosity. Verse 4, then your Father who sees what's done in secret will reward you. I love this because God is telling us through this passage that you may be serving in a way where there's no recognition, but God recognizes, God knows, God is paying attention. He plans to reward you. If you've already gotten all your rewards and all your kudos and everyone is pleased with you and you've received great honor, that may be it. That may be all that you get. God knows our secret generosity, and if you act in secret, our Father will reward you. Colossians 3:3 makes a simple but profound statement. You died to this life, and your real life is hidden with Messiah in God. God knows that your life is hidden with him. As you're wanting to live for God, remember that part of that life is a secret life. Part of that life is a hidden life. It's not seen by everyone. It's seen by Messiah. When you hide yourself in him, he will protect you in ways nobody can protect you. He knows you. And he's storing up rewards for you, special rewards for all those who live for him. Well, today I want to close this message by introducing a new resource for you that's called Three Steps Up. And we're going to put this on the screen. Three steps up. I want to give you some ideas about how you can take three steps up this week. Three steps that you can take during the week to put into practice what we're talking about and what we're learning together. So here's the first one. This connects exactly with what we've just been talking about. The first one is this. It says, next slide. It wants to say more. It says, tell God your secret hopes and your dreams. We've done this without any rehearsal, so you get to see the inner workings. Tell God your secret hopes and dreams. Take some time this week by yourself to talk with God about your secret hopes and dreams. Maybe you've been spending a lot of time with the Lord talking about your troubles, your difficulties, but take some time with Him to talk about your hopes and your dreams. There may be a special place where you go that helps for you to do that. I used to love to go out into the woods. I don't do that so much in Florida. But you may have a special place where you go for a walk, or you hide yourself from other people. You avoid distraction. Take some time this week. Spend some time by yourself and talk with the Lord about your secret hopes and your dreams. And then the second one is this: serve in secret. I believe you're going to have an opportunity to serve people who you don't know and who don't know you. And I want to encourage you, take those opportunities. Did anyone even have such an opportunity in the last week? A few of us did. I think there's more opportunity to be had where you will be able to serve someone in secret, someone who doesn't know you, who cannot pay you back, someone who you don't know. And it's only because your heart opens up and you realize this is an opportunity for me to serve in secret. And if you take those opportunities, you will cherish them. And then the third is this: give in secret. Take the opportunity to give something secretly to another. Send someone a gift anonymously. Make an anonymous contribution. Pay anonymously for someone's meal at a restaurant. Have you ever had that done for you? You go up to pay at a restaurant and it's already paid? Has anybody had that experience? Oh, you should. Who would like to have that experience? Okay, well, you may not be able to have it first, but you may be able to give it to someone else. Look for an opportunity and then take that opportunity. I believe that our minds get renewed. We start thinking differently when we don't think on a grand scale, but we think very small about that secret time for prayer, that secret way of serving, that secret time for being generous and giving in secret. So let me just put up the three steps for you. Tell God your secrets, serve in secret, and give in secret. And if you do one, two, or three of those things this coming week, you know what? You're going to move forward. You're going to experience something very gentle but specific about the power of God. Now, anybody that's interested in doing such a thing, I want to pray for you. And you can just wave at me or throw something my way. If you brought a tennis ball, you could throw it up here, maybe. Let me pray for you. Lord, I believe that though you're hidden, you reveal yourself. And though you're invisible, you see us. You know us. You know what's in our hearts. Lord, all the good things, all the dreams that we hope to accomplish, all the plans, Lord, that we have been making are small compared to what you think towards us. And I pray we could take time this week. We could stop. We could take time to be with you all by ourselves, not with others, but just with you. Lord, give us opportunities that we might serve in secret. and give in secret as well. Heal our hearts, renew us, and let us take comfort, Lord, in the fact that you are our great reward, that you are watching out for us, and that you take notice of every good thing, and you bless us. Thank you for your faithfulness to us. I pray for those, Lord, who seem to be just totally running out of steam or feeling like they are on empty. I pray that you would replenish their souls and refresh them in the name of Yeshua. Amen. Let's close with Aaron's blessing. Please stand up. Don't stand by yourself. Even if you were by yourself, don't stay in that condition. Find someone to stand with. Yivarechecha Adonai v'yishmerecha. Ye'er Adonai p'nav elecha v'ichunecha. Yisa Adonai p'nav elecha v'yasem lecha shalom. The Lord bless you, and the Lord keep watch over you. The Lord cause the light of his face to shine upon you. The Lord be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his face to you and give you his peace. In the name of Yeshua, the Prince of Peace, amen. Shabbat shalom. Come join us for Oneg for refreshments and fellowship.